Shir Tanya for the first day of Pesach was on page Daf Nun Hey, in chapter Mem, in Pedic Mem. The English number on the bottom is page 202, and it's the first line of the page. The Rebbe is talking about how even though Torah and Mitzvahs are the Ratzon HaElyon, are one with God, yet when they're done without Kavanah, they don't rise to their respective worlds of Yetzirah and Bria and connect there to the godliness in those worlds. And the reason is because although, as said, the Torah is one with God, but the amount of godliness that is in the Torah that can be expressed in physical speech when there's only the physical act of the mitzvah is so contracted and so minute that it gets that it can't rise and it can't connect with the infinite godliness that the mitzvah really represents. Let's learn it. Let's continue on. Aval b'tfila b'kavona v'teira b'kavona l'shmo. But when a person davens or learns with kavona for the proper reason, harei ha'kavona mislabeshes be'isiyas hadibur, then the kavona clothes itself in the words of speech. Hoyil v'himokir v'sheirish lahem. What is the connection between the kavona and the act? The connection is that the kavona is the source and the root of the act. Shemachmoso ubesiboso humedaberes yeselu. It is because of the kavona and through the kavona that the person ends up saying these words, because it is the kavona that is motivating the davening and the learning. Lochein himayla eson ad mekayma biyotzvides diyotzida edebriya. And therefore, the kavana, being that the kavana is a more spiritual thing, it elevates it the words of the davening and the learning to their proper place, either in the yutzviris of yitzira or in the yutzviris of the world of bria. Fi mashiya kavana, depending on the level of kavana, b'dechilu rechimusichle meitivim, etc. Kenal, as mentioned before, that if the kavana meaning the love and the fear with which the person is studying and davening, if this love and fear comes from understanding godliness, from seichel, then it rises to the world of bria, the world of intellect, of divine intellect. If the love and fear comes from the instinctive love and fear with which every Jew is born, then it rises to the yitzvidus of the world of yitzira, the world of emotion. Visham, and there in those worlds, either Yitzir or Bria, Meirum is Gala Eirein Sev Baruch Hu, there God is revealed. Shehurot Sein Ha'elim Baruch Hu Hamelubish Beisiyis HaTeiro, Shaloimed Uvekavanosa, Ebetvilo Uvekavanosa, Ebemitzro Uvekavanosa. What godliness are we talking about that is revealed there in the world of Bria and the world of Yitzir? It is the Rots in Ha'elim, the God's will that is clothed in the words of Torah, which he studies with Kavanah, or the words of Davening, which he says with Kavanah, or in the act of the mitzvah, which he performs with Kavanah, there, that Rotzein, that will of God, which is infinite and one with God, is revealed in the world of Bria and the world of Yetzirah. Beha'or gdeilol ein ketz, with a great illumination, mashallah yochel ha'irul hisgalis klal, which could not possibly be revealed at all, be'ed ha'asiyez v'hamitzvah be'elam hazeh ha'gashmi, as long as the words of Torah or the davening and the act of the mitzvah remains in this physical world. In other words, there is only the act, there is only the word. Without the kavana, it could not reveal itself in this world. Not even a fraction of it, not even some part of it, ad eis ketz hayamin, until the end of days, when even this world will be elevated from its restrictions, from its physical restrictions, etc., and then God will be able to be revealed even in the physical world, as explained earlier, at length. But until such time, where the physical object and the physical act cannot contain the entire infinite scope of God's will, which is the mitzvah. Therefore, as long as we're doing the mitzvah in a physical act, with physical words, the godliness of the mitzvah can't be revealed in this world. But when we add a kavana, and the kavana is not physical, is not gashmius, then the kavana elevates the body of the mitzvah and allows the ratzon ha'elyon that is in the mitzvah to be revealed on the level either of the world of Yetzirah or on the level of the world of Bria. In the note, the Rebbe says, "Shom me'yiru mizgal gamkein," and there in the worlds of Yetzirah and Bria, another thing happens. Not only is God's will, which is the essence of the mitzvah, revealed and visible, but another thing is revealed, and that is the yichud ha'elyein ha'nase b'chol mitzvah v'talmud Torah shehu yichud mideis av yisbarich. With the every mitzvah brings a certain oneness, a certain merging of divine attributes. So with every mitzvah, with the study of Torah, we bring about a yichud in God's attributes. Shenichlol leizu bezu, that they become one with each other, they are incorporated into each other, they absorb each other. V'nimtokeis hagvures b'chasodim al yedei eis ratzin ha'elyon. The midas, the divine attributes, include the attributes of chesed and gvura, for example. Chesed and gvura are opposites, so by their very nature, they are not inclusive of each other, but exclusive of each other. Yet, through the act of a mitzvah, through the study of Torah, we bring about a yichud. Say, l'shem yichud kushabrichu. We bring about a yichud in these midas, so that even the opposite midas of chesed and gvura, which are by nature conflicting, become absorbed within each other, and the result is that the gvura becomes softened and takes on a certain amount of chesed. And when does this happen? It happens al yedei eis ratzon ha'elyon eis ev baruch hu, through this time of will, when God's will is revealed, that shines forth strongly, when we do what we have to do here below. And what is that? He asiyas hamitzvah eisek ha-Torah, when we do the mitzvah or we study Torah, shabahen melubesh ratzon ha'elyon eisek baruch hu, in which God's will is clothed and expressed. So when we do the mitzvah, two things happen, and one causes the other. The first thing that happens is that the mitzvah reveals God's will when it's done with kavana, and it's revealed in the world of Yetzirah, the world of Bria. When God's will is revealed, another thing happens. The attributes that are separate and sometimes even opposite and don't get along as a result of the revelation of God's will, they all become buttle. They stop being inflexible, and then they can merge with each other, and even gvura becomes a little bit more chesedic. Ach ikir ha-yichud hu lemaylo maylo be'ilam ha-atzilus. But although, the Rebbe says, although this yichud takes place in the worlds of Bria and in the worlds of Yetzirah, but primarily the real yichud, the real oneness of the attributes, is much, much higher in the world of Atzilus. Shom hu muhus v'atzmus mideis av yisbarich, miyuchodis b'matzilon ein sev baruch. There, the essence of God's mideis, of God's attributes, are completely united and joined in their source, which is God. Shom hu muhus v'atzmus ratzon ha'elyon ein sev baruch, and there also, God's will is on a much higher level. There it is the essence of God's will that is revealed. V'har'oson levad, and only a shine of that oneness and of that godliness from the world of Atzilus, he me'ira b'biyah b'chol elamehen. Only a shine of that oneness and of that yichud comes down into the worlds of Bia, Bria Yitzira Asiya. In each world, the fi my losi, in each world according to the level of that world. Af shenefesh ha'adam ha'esik b'teiro mitzvah zu, eino me'atzilus. And although the person who is doing the mitzvah, who is bringing about this oneness and this revelation of God's will, he himself is not from atzilus, the person, his nefesh is not from atzilus, mikol mokeim ha'reirotz in ha'elyon ha'melubish b'mitzvah zu. The rots in ha'elyon, God's will, is clothed in this mitzvah, the who atzmei advar halacha v'atayre she'esik bo, hu elikus v'eirin seif ha'maitzel baruch hu, shehu retzeinei echad. And the study of Torah, the halacha that he is studying in Torah, that itself is the Eibishter himself, as he clothes himself in the words of Torah and in the halacha, as we learned earlier, that in the mitzvah, there is God's will, but it's similar to the will of the nefesh as it expresses itself in the limbs of the body. And that's why mitzvahs are called Remach Evorim de Malka. Whereas in Torah, it's more, the connection is even deeper, is even greater. It's not only that the will is felt as it's felt in the limbs of the body, but it itself is the will. The halacha is itself God's ratzon. And by his will, hetzil midesav hamiyuchadis beyizbarech, God separates and brings down his midas, his attributes that are really one with him, and through this revealed ratzon that is revealed through the study of Torah, through the performance of mitzvahs, then these attributes that are revealed in Torah become absorbed within each other, and then through this Eis Ratzin, through the result of the Ratzin being revealed in the act of the mitzvah, it causes also the Midas to come together, and Gvura becomes softened with Chesed. So what do we see from all of this? That through the Kavana, the mitzvah rises and transcends the physical limitations of this world. And as a result, two things happen. God's Ratzon, which cannot be revealed in the physical world, is revealed there in the world of Yetzirah and the world of Bria. And as a result, there is also a Yichud. An Eis Ratzon creates a Yichud where even the Gvura becomes softened with Chesed. And that's how we avoid the Dinim, the severity of Gvura, and we change the severity into kindness. Now, going back to the text itself. Uvazem. Now, with all of the above, with the explanation of what the function of the Kavana is, in that the Kavana helps the mitzvah rise, so that even if the mitzvah is performed without Kavana, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, but it doesn't rise, and the Kavana is there to help the mitzvah rise to its proper source. Now, with this, we'll understand. Yuvan Hetev will now understand well how the dechilu rechimu nikraim gatfim derech moshe, the reason that fear and love of God are referred to as wings. Kedechsiv, as it says in the Navi, uvishtayim ye'efeif, in describing the angels, the Navi says that with two wings the angel flies. And as the Rechav Reb Chaim Vital writes in Shara Yechudim, Shahaknafayim be'eif, that which is described as wings on a bird, hein zreyes ha'adam, are in the person the arms. The arms represent Chesed and Gvura. The right arm is Chesed, the left arm is Gvura, which represent in turn, Chesed represents Ahava, and Gvura represents Yira. So that's love and fear. So what the Navi is describing in the angel is really describing also a level of Aveda. That what brings about the flying, the ability to rise and fly, that comes through two wings. And these two wings in the person are the two arms, which are love and fear. Uvetikunim pishum, and at tikun ezeh explains shahayskim b'teiru mitzvahs b'tchilu rechimu, that a person who studies Torah and does mitzvahs with fear and love of God, nikrayim bonim, are called God's children. Ve'im lav, and if he doesn't do it with love and fear, then nikrayim efreichim, then they are called fledglings, baby birds, de'lo yachlim leparcha, which are unable to fly yet. So we see that without love and fear, the problem is that you can't fly. The mitzvah doesn't fly. It doesn't rise. Let's take a look in the note. Uvetikun memhei, in a tikunim, tikun memhei, he writes, the eifa hu matat, that the bird that we're talking about here, the analogy of the bird, is a reference to the angel matat. The angel matat, as he will say later, is really the representative of the world of Yetzirah. He represents the level of Yetzirah. But when we're talking about Eifa, about a bird, about being able to fly, we're talking about the level of Matat, the angel of Matat. And he says there, in the Tikkunim, that Reisha Delei is a Yud. The head of this angel Matat is represented by the Yud of God's name. The Gufa, the body of the angel, is represented by the Vav of God's name. The Tvein Gatvin, Hey, Hey. And the two wings are the first and second Hey of God's name. So that this angel, Matat, is represented by the four letters of God's name. V'hainu, what level is this in the terms of worlds? It is Olam HaYetzirah. Shenikra Matat. It is the world of Yetzirah that is sometimes referred to as Matat, as the angel Matat. Now, this expresses itself also in Torah, that the Vav, it says Uvoi, but it needs to be corrected. Vav, the letter Vav, Hein Gufei Halachis Shebemishnah, the Vav, as it is in the angel, the Vav is the body of the angel. The same is true in Torah, that the Vav is the body of Torah, meaning the halacha itself, as in the Mishnah. The halacha of the Mishnah, the reisha delei, and the head of the angel, the head of the bird, hein hameichin ubechinas chabad shehem pnimis halachis v'seidon v'tameihin. In Torah, what is the head? The head is the explanation and the meaning and the reasons behind the mitzvahs. That's the seichel part. It's the head part. So the body is the halacha itself, the body of halacha. And the head is the explanations and the reasons behind the halacha. V'trein gatfin, and the two wings, are dechilu urechimu, are the love and the fear. Hein hei ilo shehi rechimu v'hei tato, hi yirat tato, il malcho shemayim upachat Hashem kipachat hamelach derech mashu. The two heyin of God's name are the love and the fear with which a person performs these mitzvahs. The first hey, which is called the higher hey, is love, and the second hey, which is called the lower hey, is fear. The lower level of fear, which is Eil Malcho Shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven, Upachad Hashem kepachad hamelech derech moshel, and the fear of God in the same way that we fear a king. Shehi yira chitzenis v'niglis, which is an external fear and a visible fear, and that's why it's called the lower level fear. Masha'inkin yira ilo, which, on the other hand, the higher level of fear, is yore beishes, is a fear of shame. Hi mehan nistoris la'ashem alikeinu, v'hi b'choch me'ilo yud shol shem havaya baruch u'kameshikosov b'raya mehem. The higher level fear is not represented by the hay, but instead it's a higher level of emotion, and it is connected with Chachma, and therefore it is represented by the letter Yud of God's name, as he explains in the Raya Mehemna. At any rate, we see that the love and the fear are called wings, not the body and not the head. Love and fear are neither the body of Torah nor the head of Torah, but rather they are the wings, the love and the fear with which one performs Torah. Now back to the text. Ki kamei shekanfei ha'eif, which tells us that just as the bird's wings, einam ikir ha'eif, is not the essence of the bird, the ein chayusei toli behem klal, which means that the life of the bird is not dependent on its wings, kidetnan, as we learned in the laws in the Mishnah, in the laws of Kashrus, that nitlu agfeha ksheira, that if the wings are missing or broken, then the bird is still kosher, whereas any mortal wound would make the bird treif. But the wings missing or the wings broken do not make the bird treif, because its life does not depend on its wings. Va'ikirhu reishei v'chol gufei, the main part of the bird, the essence of the bird, is the head and the body, v'haknafayim, and the wings, einam rak mishamshim l'reishei v'gufei. The wings are there to serve the bird, the head and the body of the bird. And how do they serve the bird? Leparcha behein, so that the body of the bird and the head of the bird can fly with them. So that the wings are there to enhance the bird, but the wings themselves are not the bird. Kach derech moshel, and that's why we use this as a moshel of Torah and mitzvahs, that the Torah and the mitzvahs themselves, the words of Torah and the act of the mitzvah, hein ikir hayichud ha'elyein, they are the main and essential connection with God. Al yedei gilui ratzin ha'elyein, because through the mitzvah we reveal God's will, hamizgal al yedei hen, which is revealed only through the mitzvahs and through Torah. V'hadchilu rechimu, and the love and the fear with which we do it, and as the Rebbe has explained until now, that it is essential to have the love and fear, but it's essential only in that heim mailim eson lamokim, that the love and the fear elevate the mitzvahs, which are what God really wants. These mitzvahs are elevated, lamokim sheyizgala beharotzein, eirein sev baruch, to the place. It is elevated to that level, to that place where God's will, which is infinite, can be revealed in the mitzvah. And the oneness that that causes, and that is in the worlds of Yitzira and Bria. So although God wants Kavana, but the Kavana is there to enhance the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is not the Kavana. And that's why if a person has kavana, he thinks about the oneness of God, how God is one in heavens above and on earth below and in all four corners of the world, which is the meaning of the word echad in the Shema. But he doesn't actually say the words, he doesn't articulate the words of the Shema, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah at all. Because the kavana is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the act, the deed. The kavana of the mitzvah is to enhance that act by bringing out and revealing the true significance of the act. But the significance is in the act, not in the kavana. And the reason, as the Alter Rebbe explained earlier in chapters 35, 36, and 37, is that since the ultimate kavana of God's kavana is that he wants a dwelling place in the lower world, and the dwelling place in the lower world comes about through the act of the mitzvah that involves the animal soul and the body, and not through the kavana, which is more of the neshama's activity and does not affect the physical world as much. Now, the third note. The Rebbe is saying that where is the divine will revealed in the mitzvah, in the world of Yitzira and in the world of Bria? In the note, the Rebbe says, Ayafilu basiya, even in the world of Asiya, the lowest world, be yud sviris digdusha, in the holy attributes, as they are in Asiya, moke mitzvahs maisiyas, which is the place in which the act of the mitzvah belongs. The act of the mitzvah, the Asiya of the mitzvah, belongs in the world of Asiya. But the 10 attributes in that world are elikus, that's godliness of the world, and there also God's will is revealed. Chen mikro, the same is true also when you study Chumash, when you study the written Torah, aval ben Mishnah, but when you learn Mishnah, mizgala hayichut ve'edin sev baruch hu biyitzir. When you learn Chumash, when you learn the written Torah, God's will is revealed in the world of Asiyah. When you learn Mishnah, however, then the divine will is revealed in the world of Yetzirah. Uve Talmud, and in the Gemara, when you study Gemara, then God's will is revealed, B'Briya, in the world of Briya. The Hainu, which means, how is it that the written Torah, which is the holiest, holier than Mishnah, and holier than Gemara, which is why you're not allowed to put a Mishnayis or a Gemara on top of a Chumash. You put the Chumash on top of the Mishnah and on top of the Gemara. And yet, the Chumash is revealed, when we study Chumash, godliness is revealed in the lowest world. In Mishnah, it's in the next higher world. And in Gemara, it's in the third higher world. The Hainu, the reason for it is, Shebelimud mikra mispashet hayichud ve'erein sev baruchu me'atzilus ad ho'asiyam. Really, as we learned earlier, the divine will is revealed primarily in Atzilus. That's where the Yichud is really strong, and that's where the Gilui is really complete. But when that happens in Atzilus, when the Yichud is complete in Atzilus, we need to bring it down into our world as well, into the created worlds. So when we learn Chumash, when we learn the written Torah, the Yichud that occurs in Atzilus has the ability and the power to reach all the way down to Asiyah, all the way down to the lowest world. The Mishnah, when we study Mishnah, then that oneness reaches only to the world of Yetzirah, but not to the fourth world, going from the top. Over Talmud, and when we study Gemara, then the Yichud and the revelation is Ad HaBriya Levada, only to the world of Briya, but not further. Kikulon ba'atzilis, because all of them, the yichud of all of them, the true oneness of all of them is in Atzilus. Aval Kabbalah, but when it comes to Kabbalah, the study of Kabbalah, here, eina mispashetes klal me'atzilus lebiyak meshikosu pri Yitzchayim. In the study of Kabbalah, the godliness is revealed in Atzilus alone and does not spread into any of the worlds of Bri Yitzira Asiya at all. So going back to the text, we've shown how the kavana of the mitzvah are the wings of the mitzvah, and therefore are not the essence of God's will. The essence of God's will is the act of the mitzvah, only God also wants that which the act of the mitzvah produces should be revealed.